sir.
Mr. President, hi, Henry. I got your memorandum on Vietnam and so forth. Let me tell you one problem I have here, and whether we can handle it effectively. Difficulty with going into the aid to North Vietnam and this is very hard.
I would not recommend it.
And even aid to the south and that sort of thing. My point being that the purpose of saying how we're going to keep the agreement and the rest, I think I can. You see, after my meetings with Chu, I'll have to see the press and I'll just lay it out there, perhaps. The difficulty with hitting it now is it needs more explanation. See, I've got to.
No, I agree with that.
See my problem?
No, I agree with it. I put down everything that might conceivably be coming.
What I feel in this one, I should say, is without raising, I will raise a little bit of a problem. I said that, the idea that after 25 years of guerrilla war, there's still some problems and so forth, but we expect compliance, but nothing more than that. But mainly just to say, look, accomplished our goal, and that's not Pollyannish, but I'll leave a little bit of a thing. But I think if I get into the enforcement of the agreement and the aid to the North, that really requires a second. It really requires another speech. Do you agree?
I agree, sir. I think I would have one sentence in there that it sounds threatening to the North.
Right. Okay.
I mean that sentence about that it must be observed. Situation. I'm just having a WASAC meeting, Mr. President.
Right.
I'm in a room where it's where no one can hear me.
Good.
But this infiltration situation is very ominous.
Right.
It's now possible even that they'll start an offensive. The bureaucracy is about as bad as they were in India, Pakistan. They just want to bug out.
Right.
And I'm trying to browbeat them into taking a more vigilant position. We've got to prevent the offensive, and if we give the impression that nothing is being done, that you can't make an explicit threat.
No, but
if you could put in something that, in the light of your previous thing, it can be just one sentence.
I got it.
Dropping the aid, I completely agree with.
Right. But the hell with the aid. We'll just put it in there.
Drop that out.
We expect an agreement has been made. We expect it to be complied with.
Something like that.
And we shall not tolerate a failure to comply with it, strictly comply with the agreement.
That two sentences like that would be worth more than all the aid garbage we can put out. I don't think this is the time even to mention aid to North Vietnam.
I agree the hell with them.
In fact, in May, if this continues, we may have to cancel the whole idea.
Because of their continued violation, you mean?
Exactly.
Right. I haven't had a chance to talk to Brennan yet.
Right. I talked to him last night, Mr. President. He claims there's no problem about, no real problem.
It's the date you offered the other date to, or just...
I'm seeing him at 6 o'clock today, Mr. President. And we'll get into it then.
All right, fine. Well, I would just as soon, if we can get ready, have it earlier, but if necessary, either time. Okay, good.
Right.